Good evening,
At
precious
Revelation
saints.
Music.
Today we're talking about access to the voice, and we are reading the book of Isaiah chapter 40, and we are starting from verse 1 to verse 5. It says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for her sins. Oh, glory to God. Verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Verse 5. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Wow, this is powerful. Let's look at that verse 2. It says, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and her iniquity is pardoned, for she had received of the Lord's hand double for her troubles, or double for her sins. Verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert the highway of our God. Oh my God, oh my God. A lot of teachings have been done on this very topic, on this very verse, especially verse 3, where it says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert the highway for our God. You will look through the scriptures, even in John chapter 1, the Bible said that when John was asked, who are you and where are you coming from and who sent you? You know, they asked John specific questions that they ask us in our generation today, especially with the young men who are anointed. They asked John and they said to John, they said, are you a prophet? He said, I am not a prophet. Are you Elijah? He said, I am not Elijah. Are you Jeremiah or one of these prophets? This means these guys knew that they were people who had the capacity to embody ancient men who existed on the earth even before they were born. They had the capacity to embody certain people. But this time around, the Bible is trying to tell us that there is in that verse 3 of Isaiah 40, it says, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. So the place is the wilderness, but the cry was there, but the cry was looked with a spirit being that was making the cry from the wilderness. How do I put this? It is the spirit being, and that spirit being is the spirit of Christ. He was crying from the wilderness, and the wilderness there is not a literal physical wilderness, but it was a wilderness that had to do with the heart or the souls of men. It is the wilderness of the earth. So the cry of God was crying through the person of Christ, but there was nobody who had the capacity to re-echo the cry of God. So no man could hear the cry and the heartbeat in the heart of God. All those years, nobody could hear it. And here is a man called John. And John the Baptist came, and John the Baptist became a voice for God to cry through. And that was why when John went into the wilderness and stood there at the wilderness, the Bible tells us John had to stand in the river Jordan. He didn't need a platform like in our dispensation. Right now, we build a church, we create a platform, and we call it the altar. He didn't need an altar. He didn't need a platform. All he needed was the river Jordan. The river Jordan was his pulpit. The river Jordan was his platform and he stood from the River Jordan and began to cry out. When John cried out, the Bible said that then from all the city, men began to go into the wilderness. From all the city, they left the temple of Solomon. They left everything they were doing. They left the synagogues and they also went there. But for the first time, the cry was a person, and that person was Christ. The cry himself also went to go and hear what the voice was crying. And the voice was crying out something. Oh, glory to God. The cry was the person of Jesus. And he went there to hear what the voice John the Baptist was saying. And they asked John the Baptist, who are you and who sent you? Are you a prophet? And John said, I'm not a prophet. They said, then who are you so that we can go and tell those who sent us to you? And the Bible said, John told them, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Oh my God. Oh my God. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. That is, John the Baptist was invariably telling them that he is the voice of the one crying. The man was crying from the spirit because he's a spirit, but nobody could hear him. Do you know that all the while that spirit man was given a body, and the body was Jesus, and he was on the earth for 30 years with them, and yet nobody could even recognize that this was God amongst them. It was then John was the one who now granted him the second access to be able to now start speaking the cry that had been in the heart of the Father. And what was the cry that was in the heart of the Father? That men will come to know the one true God and his son whom he have sent. That is why John chapter 1 from verse 10 tells us, he said, from verse 9, this is the true light that lights every man coming into the world. Verse 10, he said, although the world was created by the word, that is Jesus Christ, although the world was created by the word, the world did not know him when he came into the world. Verse 11, he came to that which were his own, that is, he came to the Jews, to that which were his own, and his own received him not. He said, but verse 12, he said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. It tells us that God, the what was the cry? Let us see now. The cry of the one crying in the wilderness. The wilderness was the heart of men. He was crying in the heart of men that he wants to be their Lord. He wanted to be their Savior. Not just only that, he wanted them to be part of his big spiritual family again. Because he lost the family in Adam. They all died in Adam. And he needed to get them back because the Son, Jesus the Son, God the Son, is now the only Son of the Father and is the only one in the whole house. And the house is boring when there are no siblings. And he's looking for more siblings and he's crying out, but nobody could hear the cry because the cry needed a voice. But there was no way the voice could have been heard because the Bible tells us that the voice of God is upon many waters. It means the waters is what amplifies the voice of God. So if there is a cry and there is a voice and there is no water, then the voice of God cannot be amplified. The same way when I stand in church and I'm not using the microphone in front of 5,000, 7,000 people, they will not hear me because I need something to amplify my voice. So John needed to be positioned by the Spirit to be at the River Jordan. And when John stood by the River Jordan and cried out, the Bible said everybody left Israel and they began to head back into the wilderness. Why were they going into the wilderness? Because the River Jordan was what amplified his voice. That it was what amplified the voice of God. And then everybody could now listen to John. Everybody could now hear the cry. And when the cry was now introduced, you see, John began to say, there is one standing amongst us. There is one which that is amongst you right now, whose torn of sandal I am not worthy to stoop down and untie, because I baptize you with water, that he okneshu baraba dagaya hasero shkeria batanis. Do you understand why? He was not saying I'm baptizing you with water. What he's invariably saying is that I am baptizing you into the voice. voice, into the word, because the water is a symbolism of the word of God, and you can never be born again if the word of God does not get you born. Just like it is in the natural realm, a woman can never give birth to a newborn if there is no rupturing of the amniotic fluid, and then you will see water come out first. So he put there, he said, I indeed baptize you unto water, but there is one coming after me. He will not baptize you with water, but he has been in this wilderness for too long. Now fire is part of him and not really water again, because the fire is coming, and when it comes, it will separate he has a winnowing fork in his hand. I thought he was going to come with a shepherd's rod. How come is he coming with a winnowing fork in his hand? He said he will separate the wheat from the chaff, and he will burn the chaff. What is the chaff? When they talk about the wheat is a symbolism of the word of God. So Jesus said, except the grain of wheat falls to the ground, it abideth alone, but when it falls to the ground and is buried, he said, when it dies, it resurrects wheat and produces more harvest. So the grain of wheat is the word of God. The grain of wheat is the spirit of man. It's a typology of the spirit of man after the new creation. So now when he said his winnowing fork is in his hand, he will separate the wheat, that he will separate the spiritual things of a man that is now in alignment with the spirit of God, and he will burn the chaff. The chaff are the things of the flesh. So when the voice comes by the spirit, the fire of the spirit is going to burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. Oh, glory to God. This means that as long as you are in sync with the Spirit of God will keep burning all the flesh in you until you wake up and become like Jesus, the very one who was crying in the wilderness. Then now God will begin to cry out through you to the nations of the earth, and they will begin to look for you because you have become another voice of the one crying out in the wilderness. Oh, glory to God forevermore. And because you have become the voice of one that is crying out in the wilderness, men will begin to locate you because they are in dire need of the voice or of the cry of God. And when they begin to hear the cry of God through you, they begin to be burned, or they begin to become they begin to carry the burden of God for generations. And that burden of God is what we call the Amos of God. They begin to carry the burden of God for generations. They begin to have the heart cry of God for a generation. They begin to feel the way God feels for a generation. The reason why many people don't know what God feels for this current generation is because they are not hearing the cry of the Spirit. Hence, they have no capacity to replicate the cry of the Spirit in the realm of men that men can understand. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. John had to become a representation of the voice of one that cries out in the wilderness. They didn't tell us who is the one who cried out in the wilderness, but I'm telling you right now that the one who was crying in the wilderness was the Spirit of Christ. He was in the wilderness, and he kept staying in the wilderness and crying in the hearts of men. Listen, that same wilderness, I said to you, is the soul of men, is the heart of men. And that's why the same voice, the same cry, the same one who was crying in the wilderness was the one who came down in the book of Revelation chapter 3, I think from verse 20. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. So he was knocking all the while and crying. And yet man couldn't hear him, because God needed a voice man, a man who is a voice, to cry out the exact cry of heaven. That exact cry of heaven is what I call the trumpet of God. Because the trumpet of God is the ability of one man to prophetically echo out exactly what God is crying out. To echo out what heaven is crying out per time. Oh my God. Look at what happened. When John began to cry, the Bible tells us, or it is clearly understood, that Caiaphas was the high priest of the Jews. Annas was also a priest to the Gentiles, I think a retired priest or so. but I don't know. I think, if I'm not mistaken, but he was the priest or the high priest of the Gentiles. But when John began to cry, even the loyal followers of the high priest Caiaphas or Annas and all the leaders of the synagogues that were in Israel, all of them boycotted these men and went to hear the cry, because even the priests who were in the temple didn't have the current cry of God for the generation of Israel. And that was why, since the cry that was crying in the wilderness, the cry that was in the wilderness needed a voice, and the voice was John here now. John, on the other hand, began to tell them what the cry was crying. And they said, he said, repent, for the kingdom. So the cry was an extension, or the cry was the earth was long overdue to be infiltrated with the kingdom of God. It was long overdue. The earth was long overdue. The kingdom kept waiting to come in. And that was why he said, repent, for the kingdom of God. Do you understand that repentance was actually, that was, okay, how do I put it now? So let me put it in a way that you would be able to understand. So now, Jesus now came and was talking to Nicodemus in John 3 from verse 3. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That meant for him, he had already come with the kingdom, but you will never be part of that kingdom except you are born into it. So you must repent. And repentance actually means the change of heart. It means to change your heart, to change your thought pattern, to change your ideologies and accept a new kingdom. But the question is that in this new kingdom, you don't become part of this kingdom by repenting or having a change of heart in this kingdom. You become part of this kingdom by being born into the kingdom. So when you are born into the kingdom, your ideology is different, because you are in this current kingdom of, how do I put it? You are in this current dark world, but you don't belong to this world, because you are born into another kingdom that is from above. So whilst you are on the earth, the more your eyes are being opened into the reality of this kingdom, the more your eyes are opened into the reality of this spiritual kingdom, then you need to start changing your mindset, the mindset you have carried from the earth. And that was the mindset that you had that made the cry of Christ in the wilderness to keep crying until John gave it a voice. I pray for you with all my heart that the Spirit of Christ will baptize you with a staying power, with the tenacity to keep waiting on the Lord until he births you with a burden for a whole generation. So that when you carry the burden, you will now become a voice for him. You will become a voice for him. That's my greatest prayer. It is well with you. It is well with your family. God bless you. Until I come your way again next week.